Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking one of the most iconic drum breaks in jungle and drum and bass, the Amen break, and turning it into something deeper, darker, and way more atmospheric inside Ableton Live 12. Now, the big idea here is simple. An Amen break by itself can be amazing, but if you just drop in a raw loop, it can sometimes feel too familiar or too flat. So instead of treating it like a finished drum loop, we're going to treat it like a lead instrument. We're going to layer it, shape it, and give it a sense of space, grit, and movement so it sits inside a proper jungle atmosphere. By the end of this, you'll have three parts working together. You'll have a clean main Amen layer, a second layer for dirt and ghost detail, and a third layer that feels like the ghost of the break floating behind everything. That combination is what gives Deep Jungle its haunted, dusty, cinematic feel. Let's jump in. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a strong middle ground, 172 BPM is a great place to start. That's fast enough for jungle energy, but still controlled enough for a deep, rolling groove. Create one audio track for your main Amen loop, another audio track for texture, and if you want, a return track for shared reverb later. For now, keep it simple. If you already have an Amen sample, just drag it onto the main audio track. Now turn warp on. For this style, beats mode usually works well because it preserves the punch of the drum transients. If the loop starts sounding smeared or washed out, make sure the transient handling is keeping the hits crisp. In jungle and D&B, transient shape matters a lot. If the break gets too soft, it stops bouncing. Now we're going to make a variation instead of just looping the sample straight through. Double-click the clip to open it, and start chopping it up at strong drum hits. You do not need to rebuild the whole thing from scratch. The trick is to change just enough that it feels custom. Try keeping the first kick, shifting one snare slightly later for tension, removing a busy ghost hit in the second half, and maybe duplicating a tiny fill near the end of the phrase. That little bit of editing goes a long way. The Amen is already musical. You're just nudging it into your own version of the groove. A good beginner approach is to think in phrases. For an intro, let the break play more fully. For the main drop, remove a few hits so the sub has space. Then in a switch up or turnaround, bring back a fill or extra snare detail. Small changes every 4 or 8 bars make the track feel alive. Now let's build the grit layer. Duplicate the Amen track and rename it something like Amen Grit. This layer is not supposed to carry the whole groove. It's there for crackle, dust, and extra motion. On this track, add EQ 8, saturator, and auto filter. Start by high passing the sound around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the low end. Then add a little saturator drive, maybe around 3 to 8 dB, just enough to rough it up. After that, low pass the top end a bit, maybe somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, depending on how bright the source is. The point here is to make it feel like texture, not like another full drum loop. You can even cut the clip down so it only plays the snare crack, the ghost notes, or little chop details. Lower the volume too, usually somewhere around 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main break. This is where that dusty jungle character starts to show up. The listener doesn't always notice the layer directly, but they feel the extra movement and age in the sound. Next, let's create the atmospheric layer. Duplicate the Amen again onto a third track, and this time treat it like a ghost. This layer should feel blurred, wide, and distant. Add reverb, EQ 8, and auto filter. You can also use utility if you want to manage the stereo width. Start with a reverb size around 35 to 70%, a decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds, and a dry slash wet amount around 15 to 35%. Then high pass the sound around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't clog up the low end. After that, low pass the top around 4 to 8 kHz so it feels softer and less obvious. This layer should be much quieter than the main break. Often 12 to 18 dB lower works well. The idea is that it feels like atmosphere sitting behind the groove, not a loud effect sitting on top of it. Use this layer in intros, breakdowns, and transition moments. You can even automate the filter cutoff so it slowly opens over a few bars. That creates tension without needing a giant riser. And in darker jungle, that kind of subtle movement often sounds way more premium than over-the-top effects. Now we need to make sure all these layers can coexist with the bass. This is where EQ 8 becomes super important. On the main Amen, high pass around 70 to 120 Hz. On the grit layer, go more aggressive, maybe 150 to 250 Hz. On the atmospheric layer, go even higher, around 250 to 400 Hz. You want the sub range to stay clean for your bassline or drone. If the kick in the brake feels too heavy or clashes with the sub, you can also trim a little around 120 to 180 hc. Just don't overdo it. You still want the amen to hit hard. You're cleaning it, not making it thin. For stereo control, keep the important rhythmic information centered. Let the atmosphere be wider if you want, but don't let the main transients get blurry in stereo. If something feels smeared, a quick utility check and a mono compatibility test can save you a lot of trouble. Now group the three amen tracks into a bus and call it Amen Bus. This is where everything starts feeling like one instrument instead of three separate clips. On the bus, add a glue compressor, maybe a saturator, and optionally a Q8. Keep the compression light, a ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, release on auto, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. You're not trying to crush the brake, you're just gluing the layers together so they feel unified. A small amount of saturator drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can add density. If the whole thing starts losing punch, back off the compression or increase the attack a bit. The goal is cohesion, not flattening. Now comes the part that really makes this feel alive: automation. In jungle and darker DNB, movement is often more important than constant new sounds. So automate a few key things across your arrangement. Open the filter on the atmosphere layer over an intro. Push the reverb a little higher before a drop. Increase the saturation slightly on the grit layer for a fill. Then pull the atmosphere back during the main impact so the drums hit harder. A strong beginner move is to only automate one thing per section. For example, bars 1 to 8 might slowly open the atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 could bring in the main break more clearly. Then later, the reverb drops off so the groove feels tighter and more direct. That kind of contrast is what keeps the track moving. Now think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. For an intro, maybe you start with only the filtered atmospheric layer and a few amen fragments. Then let the main break enter. For the drop, use all layers, but keep the atmosphere tucked behind the groove. For a switch up, mute the grit layer for a few bars, then bring it back. For a breakdown, let the reverb heavy layer take over. And for the second drop, make it a little different, maybe drier or more aggressive. That's a big lesson here. Don't just repeat the same amen loop for 4 minutes. Change its role over time. Let it answer the bass line. Leave little gaps so the sub can speak. Bring in a fill, then pull back. Jungle feels powerful when it breathes. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Too much low end in the break layers. That's the fastest way to make the bass and drums fight each other. 2. Making every layer too loud. If everything is loud, nothing feels deep. 3. Overusing reverb on the main groove. That can make the break lose impact. 4. Crushing the transient punch with too much compression or saturation. And 5. Forgetting to check mono. White atmosphere is cool, but the groove still needs to hold together when summed down. If you want to go a step further, here are a few pro style ideas you can try. You can make one layer heavily distorted but very quiet, just to add grime. You can use bandpass filtering on the atmospheric layer for a more tunnel-like, haunted vibe. You can shift a ghost note slightly ahead or behind the grid to create subtle swing. You can even mute the break for a tiny moment before a fill so the next hit lands harder. That little dropout trick can be huge. And if you really want to level up, print the MN bus to audio once it sounds good. Then chop that printed version into a new variation. That's a great way to turn one good idea into a second unique pattern without starting over. Let's wrap this up with the core idea. Start with a clean amen loop. Make a small variation. Duplicate it for grit and atmosphere. High pass each layer so the low end stays open for the bass. Glue the parts together on a bus. Automate filtering and reverb to create movement. And always keep the main rhythm punchy while the atmosphere supports it. That's the deep jungle mindset right there. Rhythm first, atmosphere second, clarity always. Now go build your own layered amen in Ableton Live 12 and don't be afraid to make it dusty, haunted, and heavy. That's where the magic lies.